Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to build a dark side intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels glued together with macro-controlled movement, so the whole thing breathes like one instrument instead of a pile of separate loops. The goal here is not to make the intro busy, it's to make it controlled, tense, and DJ-friendly. Think old-school jungle energy, dark rollers attitude, and a deep sense of motion that leads cleanly into the drop. If you get this right, the intro won't just sound cool on its own. It will feel like it's pulling the listener toward something bigger. Start by setting up a short loop, ideally 4 bars if you're a beginner. 4 bars is a great length because it keeps the idea focused. You want one chopped break, one low support layer, and one atmospheric texture. That's enough to create mood without overcrowding the section. Keep the drum parts simple at first. Use a break chop or a sliced loop with a strong snare feel, and if you add any extra kick or snare layers, keep them sparse. This is the intro, so you're hinting at the groove, not dropping the full weight of the track yet. What to listen for here is whether the break still feels alive without sounding like a full-on drum loop. Also ask yourself, can you already imagine the drop coming in after this, or does the intro feel too dense? If it feels crowded already, the tension is gone before the drop even arrives. Now group your intro elements so you can shape them together. In Ableton, that can be a group track with an audio effect rack on the group bus, or an instrument rack if you're working mostly with one instrument. The key is to build a macro-controlled system. For a beginner, keep it simple with 4 core macros, one for filter open, one for grit, one for space, and one for tension. That gives you enough control to make the intro evolve without making it complicated. Map your break track to things like auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, and maybe echo or reverb dry/wet. If you're processing the whole group, you can map similar controls across the rack so one move changes the whole intro in a musical way. That's the magic here. One motion, one emotional shift. A good starting point is to keep the filter fairly closed at the start, then slowly open it over the phrase. Add a gentle amount of saturation, just enough to thicken the break and bring out the ghost hits. Keep the reverb light. You want atmosphere around the drums, not a washed-out mess. And use delay or echo sparingly, more for short throws than constant wash. Why this works in D&B is simple. The intro needs to move, but it still has to stay rhythmic and readable. Drum and bass thrives on contrast. If the intro is already wide open and overloaded, the drop loses impact. Macro control lets you create movement with intention, which is exactly what you want in a dark side opening. Now shape the break itself. A solid stock chain is auto filter, saturator, then EQ8. Start with the filter partially closed so the break feels tucked into the mix. As the intro develops, open it gradually enough to reveal the snare crack and some top-end detail, but not so much that the whole thing turns bright and airy. Add saturator after the filter to give the break density and a bit of edge. Keep it tasteful. If the snare starts sounding papery or the transients lose their snap, you've gone too far. A little grit goes a long way in this style. Finish the chain with EQ8 to clean up mod or harshness. If the low mids are getting cloudy, gently trim around the 200 to 400 Hz area. If the top end feels sharp in a bad way, tame the harshest zone instead of boosting highs across the board. What to listen for here is really important. The snare should still cut through even when the break gets darker, and the low hit or kick element should stay solid, not fuzzy and smeared once the saturation comes in. If the break starts losing its spine, pull back immediately. Next, add an atmospheric layer. This could be a pad, a texture, a vinyl noise bed, a reversed stab, or a dark drone. This is not the lead element. Its job is to make the intro feel like a place, like a space you're stepping into. Run that atmosphere through its own filter, maybe echo or delay, and reverb. Then link those parameters to the same macro system, so the ambience opens and closes with the drums. Keep it narrow and tucked in at the start, then let it bloom a little more as the phrase develops. Here's a useful creative choice. You can go one of two ways. You can keep it murky and claustrophobic, which is great for raw jungle, warehouse rollers, and pressure-heavy dark side. Or you can push it toward haunted and cinematic, where the atmosphere opens more gradually and the reverb blooms a little more. Pick the first if your drop is going to be aggressive and drum-led. Pick the second if your track needs more suspense and narrative before the drop lands. Now comes the part that makes this feel musical instead of random. Automate the macros across the intro phrase. Don't make everything move at once. That's one of the biggest beginner mistakes. Instead, choose one main arc and one supporting arc. A good 8-bar shape might go like this. The first 2 bars are restrained and a little closed. Bars 3 and 4 open slightly, so the break becomes clearer. Bars 5 and 6 bring in a touch more grit and space. Bars 7 and 8 push the tension higher so the listener knows something is coming. What to listen for is whether the phrase feels like it's breathing toward the drop. If the movement feels obvious but not messy, you're on the right track. If it sounds like a pile of effect changes, simplify. The best dark intros feel deliberate, not chaotic. A really important tip here is to check the intro against the space where the drop will land. Beginners often build a great loop that sounds huge on its own, but it robs the drop of impact. So place a placeholder drop after it. Maybe just a kick, snare, and bass pattern. Then listen to the handoff. If the intro already has giant reverb tails, wide stereo noise, and too much low rumble, the drop won't feel bigger. It'll feel smaller. In DNB, contrast is everything. The intro should prepare the floor, not flatten it. You can also use a short transition cue at the end. A one-bar fill, a reversed crash, a filtered tom hit, or a quick echo throw on the final snare can do the job beautifully. Keep it simple. Sometimes the strongest move is just a brief space swell on the last hit, then pulling everything back, so the drop lands dry and hard. This is the glue move. It makes the whole intro feel like it's pulling into the drop instead of just stopping. Before you move on, do a mono and low end check. This matters a lot in club music. If the intro falls apart when you reduce the stereo width or listen in mono, the groove is too dependent on width. Keep the break and low support centered, and let the atmosphere carry most of the width. Dark does not mean unfocused. Also, make sure the low end stays stable. If your rumble or sub support starts wobbling, narrow it, simplify it, or high pass the texture a little more. A strong dark side intro should still read clearly without the widest elements. The snare has to stay present, and the groove has to stay anchored. A few practical reminders will save you a lot of time. Build from the snare outward. In this style, the snare is often the spine of the intro. If your processing makes the snare smaller, flatter, or more distant, back off. Use one anchor element and one weather element. The anchor is your break. The weather is your atmosphere or texture. If both are constantly changing, the listener loses the groove. And remember, shorter echoes often feel heavier than long ones. A quick throw at the end of a phrase can sound more menacing than a huge wash. That's because it leaves room for the next hit to hit harder. Small details often create the biggest tension. If you want to push this further, try printing the intro once the macro motion feels right. Commit the best 4 or 8 bars to audio, then edit the energy more precisely. You can chop a delay tail, reverse a snare swell into the drop, or create a one-off fill. That kind of printed editing feels very natural in jungle and old-school inspired drum and bass. If your section starts to feel too processed, keep a dry version nearby. Comparing a dry and a dirtier version helps you hear whether the processing is actually improving the groove or just making it louder and wider. That's a very useful habit. So here's the bigger picture. A great dark side intro in Ableton Live 12 is not about stacking effects and hoping for atmosphere. It's about creating one controlled system that moves with purpose. Use macros to open the filter, add grit, shape space, and build tension. Keep the break readable. Keep the low end disciplined. Keep the transition clear. And make sure the intro still leaves room for the drop to feel powerful. If you want to practice this properly, build two versions of the same 4 or 8 bar intro. Keep the same break and atmosphere, but change only the macro behavior and the balance of effects. Make one version more claustrophobic and minimal. Make the other more open and tension-driven. Then compare them at low volume and ask yourself which one still feels strong, which one keeps the snare clear, and which one gives the drop more room to explode. That's the real skill here. Not just making a dark intro, but making a dark intro that leads somewhere. So take the exercise, stay focused, and keep it simple. One break, one atmosphere, 4 macros, and 1 clear emotional arc. Do that well, and you've got the foundation for a proper jungle-minded opening that hits with intention.